ain't no different.
Go.
Sunday morning, 12/7/25, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Coming Out. Lord gave me this yesterday. Let your mouth bring you out. Coming out. Expect it to be better every day. Say it is better today than it was yesterday. Just keep saying it this way until there's no more, and I will be about to completely restore. That is correct. I will restore what the cankerworm, the palmer worm have eaten. Consider my servant Job and all that happened to him. I gave him double for his trouble, and I will do the same for you. Keep this mindset, and it will help you have the right attitude, and you will gradually be propelled out. Put away from you a grow worse attitude. No more complaining. It is time to start reigning. Reigning is a decision, an attitude not based on conditions. As they went, so the 10 lepers did, and as they obeyed, they were restored. It will be the same way with you, getting better every day, better in every way. Always looking forward to the goal or the prize, and never looking back. Remember Lot's wife. He who looks back is not fit for the kingdom. As you do this, it will only become a distant memory. Keep it in the rearview mirror, onward and upward, and taking back the land. Walk out by faith and keep the switch of faith turned on. You do that with your words. Put off the sackcloth and ashes and don't allow them to clothe you again. Stay in praise and thanksgiving from beginning to end. Expect better and you will get better. You will walk right out of it. Then on 12/6/26, the night before, I had this all through the night, this scripture rolling around in me, and I got up and wrote it down. I understand it better after this word. This is Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in frames of silver. Now I want to read to you James. This is James 3:2. For in many things we offend all. If a man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. Bridle means a headstall. The Lord gave Danny these scriptures earlier this week, and they fit with the word perfectly. This is Deuteronomy 7. I just wrote 21-23. Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. And the Lord God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee. But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. We put God to work for us when we keep our conversation aright. Now I want to read to you Philippians 3:20-21. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Conversation here means community or citizenship. Acting like we're from heaven. We're not of this earth. And acting like it.